You're listening to a podcast from Jubilee Church, Farnham. To find out more, visit www.jubilee.church.
600 was a number. We're more into people growing than the church growing, but we want to see a big church of world-changing disciples in order to glorify God and make Him known. And I think God is doing a new thing in Farnham for us that is going to stir faith. And I'm even praying for revival in Farnham to come. And so, it's a year of new life. We want to give a sense of a new sense of going, a new sense of gathering, a new sense of growing, a new sense of giving, and a new sense of glorifying. There are our five G's. And we want to just sort of say a few things that are happening in each of those areas that where we think God is bringing new life into them. So it's not that there is a sort of forgetting of the past. I think God is going to anoint what we're doing for this new season that He has got for us. And we want to share some of that. Is that all right? And then we want to pray at the end. So, first of all, Rick is going to give us a sense of the going.
Well, good morning, everybody. How are you? Good. So we've got a new sense of going, and Sean has the clicker. Great. So we're going to start with that, and I want to talk about Alpha. Okay, many of you know that we run Alpha, and we were going to start the Alpha in January, but for a number of reasons, we had people book up in the last couple of days, and it actually worked for them and for us a little bit to postpone it. So we have already some people on Alpha. We will be running it, and it's starting again just after the February half term. So we've got a couple of weeks to continue to invite friends. This is going to be a great time. We transform Waydon Christian Center. It looks amazing. And that's where the supper's going to be. And to give you a little taster, there's an Alpha video to give you a feel for what it's like. And
we all have that person in our lives. That neighbor we pass by every day outside our homes. That coworker we see at the office 5 days a week. Or those friends we catch up with every once in a while. People we wish could know and experience the love of God. How do we share it? Where do we even start? Deep inside, we know that it'll cost us something to open up our lives and share our faith. It takes time, vulnerability, sacrifice, the risk of rejection. But this is our call, to open our lives and to share Christ with the people close to us. Because it's only through opening your life up that spaces for honest conversations are possible. Spaces where people can truly be themselves and explore the deepest parts of life with people they know and trust. That's why we're running Alpha. It's a course over several weeks where you can invite your friends to explore life's biggest questions over a meal. It's a chance for you to invite that person into an honest conversation about faith. Because when it's hard to find the moment, or the words, or the courage, you can simply invite. Alpha, who will you invite?
An encouragement for us all. And so I would ask you to pray, to think, who could you invite? Who could you get to join on that Alpha starting just after half term? So that's the first one. The second one, you should all have on your seats a flyer for Saturday Night Out. Now, we have run Saturday Night Out for a year, and in that time, we have learnt quite a bit. So, but what we've done is taken on those learnings and also revised our program, and it looks like this now. So we've got four outstanding events throughout the year for you to come along to, invite friends to, and just have a really good time. So coming up on the 22nd of February, we already have a couple of teams signed up for the quiz night. The quiz night was a total winner. It always gets sold out, so please think of who likes a quiz night. Get yourself along, get a team name, and sign up. There's going to be great prizes. It's just going to be a wonderful time. So please come along to that. But the rest of the program looks like this. On the 2nd of May, tapas and jazz, right? Who doesn't like tapas and jazz? Going to be a great evening. Live music, have tapas. It's going to be great. Then we have our annual treasure hunt. Anyone do the treasure hunt last year? Come on, that was a whole lot of fun. So the annual treasure hunt on the 4th of July. How more American could you get? All right, so we're going to have a wonderful time meeting in the center of town and going around. And then we are starting our Saturday Night Out Christmas party. It is going to be a Christmas event you don't want to miss. Okay, so on the 28th of November, our Christmas party. So please, 4 great events, a super easy invite. Let's get friends and family and colleagues along. It's going to be wonderful. Then we're also going to have throughout the year some guest services. Picking up, if you like, really the success of the carol concert and how we've seen there's a real confidence to invite people to the carol concert. And how wonderfully we've seen that grow and grow. It's got bigger and the whole town comes in. It's great. So what we're going to do is have a number of guest services throughout the year. We're going to have an Easter guest service. We're going to have an Ethnos Day, an Ethnos Sunday, International Day. That's going to be great. Also on the Woods, we'll say a little bit more about that as well. On the Saturday evening and the Sunday morning open air service and the Saturday evening concert, that could be another opportunity to invite people in. And then we also have the carol service at the end. And then 2 weeks before the Easter guest service, we are going to be having a time, hopefully, we're in the process of organizing it, where we're going to be in the Lion and the Lamb. Some of you from the old days will remember we used to gather in there. And we're going to be there promoting ourselves. We're going to be promoting the Easter service. There's going to be an Easter competition in there. We're going to hopefully have some music and a whole lots of things. So there's lots of opportunities for you to get involved and for these particular guest services to come along. We also then in November, anyone remember the Rethink mission we had a couple of years ago now, where we worked with the Oxford Centre for Christian Apologetics? We're going to be working again with them across the whole town. So a number of great events in November. Look out for that. And we wanted to make mention of the Den and just how much of a success the Den has been since we started it. We get roughly around 50 kids every single Friday. They come running in, we feed them, we tell them about Jesus, they have an absolute ball, and about half of them are non-church kids and from non-church families. It is awesome. So let's have a look at this Den video.
We have loads of fun. We've got games, we've got songs, we've got craft, we've got football, we've got food, we've got tuck shop, we've got PlayStation. There's something for everybody. Come every Friday at 5. Great to see you there.
Particularly like that, as I think it was Luke getting pied, there's just a joy in Danny's face. You may not have seen it in that video. If you watch it again, I don't think I've seen Danny happier in that moment. But really, it's just such a good time going on at the Den. Wade and Christian Center, Friday nights, term time, 5 to 6:30. It's happening there, so please get along to it. Also, then in September, just a couple of weeks after we go, we're back at school and back in the term in the new year, we are going to put on a community festival, community day, where Trill still, Anna's asking me the whole time, what is the thing for this day? And I'm saying, I don't really know yet, but it's going to be amazing what it is going to be. We're going to put on, take over everything at Wayton Christian Center and put on this amazing event. It's not going to be, it absolutely is not going to be a NAF church fete. Okay? It is going to be this awesome day. There's going to be music. There's going to be things to do. There could be something in the evening. I mean, You can see it's still a process in working out. But it's going to be a great day for the community to come in all around Waden Christian Center, all around here where we meet. And we're going to just come in, we're going to bless them, we're going to serve them, we're going to put on a great day and just say, hey, this is us, this is Jubilee Church, and we're here to serve you. There we go. I'm going to hand over to Sean now.
So a new sense of going. You getting it? Is this all right? I think there's some of your friends, family, neighbors who are going to come to faith this year that you're going to, it's going to surprise you. It's going to surprise me. But I've got faith for it that we're going to be seeing a new sense of people being born again. We've also got a new sense of gathering as a church. I think we've launched our growth groups. I really want to encourage everybody to sign up to a growth group. It's our prime way of looking after people. And it means that everybody in the church then has somebody looking out for them. If people aren't around or miss a few weeks, we know that there's somebody who's looking out for them. So we would love everybody to sign up to one of the groups. You can do it via the website or through Church Suite. And if you aren't in a group, you might get a little email saying, encouraging you to do that. But I'd love you to actually sign up today so I don't have to do that in the week, because we want everybody to be signed up. Now, some people can't get along every week. I get that. And some people are working and away working, that sort of stuff. But I'd love us if we all could be signed up to one of the groups. There's some great new leaders. They shared some of their heart the last couple of weeks back. But please do sign up for the groups, because they are a significant part of our life together. And it's where we get to know each other at a deeper level and can be caring for each other and looking out for each other and feeding each other and all sorts of other things. So please do book up for one of the groups. I think it's really important to do that. Another one of our gatherings is our youth. Through this term, Steve and Ruth are going to carry on running youth for us. Do pray for our young people. It's a big transition with Hope Church going. We're still looking at the team going forward, how we're going to do that. There's going to be New Day. There's a great event happening also in March where the churches in Farnham are getting together. And so do keep praying for this. This is a key area. Our young people... It was prophesied actually a few years ago over Jubilee that God would put a gold seam through the church of young people, and we've seen it over the years, the young people rising up, loving God, loving his kingdom, and as they've gone from here, it's been a joy to see them and what they're doing now. But we want to continue for the next generation that we have, and so do pray for that as we're looking to develop that over this next year. So we're all set for this term. Big event in March that the young people will know about, and then we want to see them going forward, a new team of Farnham folks and reinventing our youth. We have a whole bulge of kids who are going to come through, and so we've got to make sure that that is really firing on all cylinders as we go forward. Also got the Woods coming up, and it's going to be different without Hope Church there, but do you know what? I feel a sense of renewal for the Woods as well. I feel there's going to be a sense of God amongst us that is wonderful. And I really want us to be, I think we're confident with the Woods. We love the Woods, don't we? And I think I want us to invite people to the Woods this year. On the Saturday night, we're going to do a wonderful event. And on the Sunday morning, our open air service. We've made arrangements for it to be just gloriously sunny this year. And so you can tell your friends you're going to get a suntan and enjoy a really excellent service in the morning on the Sunday. So slightly different. We want to have people coming in. It's going to be have a different feel to it. There's some exciting new things that we're going to have as part of that as well. So please do get it in your diary. If you've never been, watch the videos on the website, because it gives you a feel of what we do. Also, Connect Festival we've got in the summer, and I think that is a really wonderful point of gathering. We do want to provide a marquee and food again, because that went down so well last year. It means that we've got more time to talk with each other in the gaps. And so please do get along to that if you can. It was the old West Point. It's now called the Connect Festival. If you don't want to camp, there's a number of people who just go into B&B or hotels or whatever. So it's an opportunity to gather as well. I think God wants us to gather through this year. because I think he wants to do a new thing with us as we're gathering. I think we're going to find God in our gathering. I think there's going to be a sense of the Spirit amongst us, a sense of growth for us, a sense of those gifts that he's giving are going to be part of our gathering together. And so the scriptures say, don't neglect meeting up, doesn't it? And I think this is part of it, that we as a community together want to gather to grow and be open to the Spirit. Amen? Amen. Wonderful.
Right, so moving on then to a new sense of growing. And so Sean, myself, Nathan, have been thinking for the last couple of months, praying about it, and then working on, and I've mapped out then the preaching plan and program for the whole of 2020. And it very much aligns with this sense of new life, sense of renewal, and it also links very much to our two core scriptures here. Our first one of love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. That sense of how can we reorder our lives so that our heart is fully given to God. And there's going to be a time where as we come through each week, we're going to be looking at different topics, we're going to be looking at different subject areas, but the whole thing has already been planned out. We're going to be looking at some foundations, we're going to be looking potentially at some issues around our identity in Christ, and then later in the year, we're going to be looking at the practices of this new life. What does it mean when we become a Christian? What does it mean if we've been a Christian for 10, 15, 20 years? What are the practices we want to see in our new life? So love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your strength. And then it has here this wonderful sense of all authority has been given to Jesus. So go and make disciples. This year is going to be about making disciples. Those who come newly to faith and us who have been on the road for a long time, about making disciples and teaching and obeying all that Jesus has commanded us. And his promise right at the end there is that he will always be with us. Amen. So a very exciting year in terms of our teaching and preaching program. We also then have Angela coming to visit us in March, and we have a great weekend there, and that's going to include time with the leaders, time with the small group leaders. We're going to have a meeting around South Africa. If you don't know, if you haven't heard of Angela Kem before, she's a lady that works within New Frontiers. She's from South Africa, did a lot of work in the townships in the midst of the struggle, and comes to us yearly and has been coming to us annually for sort of 10, 12 years now, and just inputs into the church, encourages us, gives us a wider scope and feel about what's happening within the Christian world and her sense of New Frontiers as well. So a great, great weekend coming up there. And I'm now going to ask Hayley to come up, and she is going to talk about children.
Yeah, just wanted to say that all that excitement and vision about a new life just spills over into these groups as well, into Illuminate and our children's work. Just to say that I just always want to say that they are, as well as being the future church, they are the church now. Our kids are part of us, and what God's doing amongst us, he's doing amongst them as well. And we're so excited about that, what he's got in store for us. We teach them about Jesus, but we really want them to meet him for themselves. And we're looking for that to support parents as they teach and train children in the way that they should go. When we planted out the Aldershot site 3 years ago, we were so depleted and it felt a bit sad in our children's work. We missed them. We missed that buzz. But we've been praying, and God has amazingly blessed us to the point we're like, we've got so many children. What do we do with them? He's blessed us through families coming to join us and through lots of new babies. There's one in the room here right now, a little brand new one. And we just love to see God growing our children. Just so that you know, that in the programs out there, Anna is still heading up the Sunbeams work there, which she annually sort of sorts out all the curriculum for, which is amazing. The Sparks run on a lovely two-yearly program where they're building Bible foundations. And I want to just sneak a little moment here, Rose. I hope you don't mind. Can you just stand up a minute? Just stand up so they know who you are. This is Rose. You can sit down again now. And Rose wonderfully took over from Hannah Kadafa, heading up Sparks, and has been doing that all the way through to the end of last year. Can we just give her a round of applause, please? Because I'm so grateful for Rose. Just wanted to sneak a little honour moment there. Sorry, I didn't plan to tell you that. And Michelle has taken that on out there. So Michelle's out in Sparks now, heading up that area. Blaze, just so you know, quick thing, we're doing Fruit of the Spirit at the moment. We've got Terry the Tree, who's been visiting us every week, teaching us a bit about the Fruit of the Spirit. He's trying to grow, as we are. And we have had Gary the Grape out there. Did anyone see him? Oh, dear, you don't know what's happening, do you? So we're doing Fruit of the Spirit. We're teaching them about Easter this year. We've got a theme of unlikely heroes. And then in the autumn, which ties in wonderfully with what's happening with the rest of the church, we're on a theme called Supernatural, where we're just really encouraging the children to live passionately for Jesus. Extreme living, we're going to call it. So that's really exciting. We're always evaluating what we're doing. I just wanted to talk a minute about training because that's part of this year. Last year, we did the all-inclusive training, which really springboarded us with our Illuminate work. And the children's workers learned about how to be inclusive and how to support children with additional needs, which has been wonderful. And I'm really excited about this, which is our next training event coming up. Is there details on there? No. 27th of February. No, is it 27th? Yeah, 27th of February. Home for Good, which is the organisation that support people who are adoptive and fostering, are coming to the Wadham Christian Centre on the 27th that evening from 7:30 till 9 to train children and youth leaders in how to support children who've come from that background. And believe me, it's going to be an amazing evening. So if you're on any of our children's teams, please sign up for it. It's free. If you know anyone in other churches around the town who you think would be interested in it, then please pass on this information. If you're just parents or interested parties about fostering and adoption, please come along to this. It's going to be an amazing event, and it's such an amazing opportunity to have on our doorstep. So don't miss that. We've also got training coming up with the Commission Children's Work on Saturday the 28th of March. Anyone who wants to know about that, I can tell you. We've got Spring Away, which is our children's event where we take them away for the weekend and they get a deeper time with God and their friendships. So there's so many exciting things happening with the children. As you can see, I'm a bit excited. And it's going to be amazing. But we want to be really good at what we do as well. So the training is really important. It's really on my heart this year that we do that. And we keep pressing in and we're growing and we're becoming new. And it's new life. Is that enough? Are you excited? Yeah, we'll be excited with the kids as well.
Isn't she great? A new sense of giving as well. I want to just sort of say that when you talk to people like Hayley, Yvain, when you talk to any of our kids workers, when you talk to anybody who's leading one of our ministries, what I just am so blessed by is the enthusiasm that is in their hearts. And I really think that that's one of the qualities of Jubilee that is significant, that people step up, take responsibility and lead into ministries in such a significant way. And it comes out of our vision to be a church that gives of ourselves in the service of others. That's one of our goals, isn't it? And I think there's a new season of giving of ourselves to others coming upon us. I think there are many who are going to find themselves, do you know what? I think God is calling me to do this. And I think that's part of our journey through this year. I think there's new life going to come in all sorts of ways, from being a trustee, from being Kids Works, Luminate, some of our outreach events, group leaders, all sorts of things. People are stepping up at the moment. When I talk to other church leaders and talk about the proportion of Jubilee who serve, they are amazed. And I'm amazed because there are very few people who don't serve in Jubilee, and that's for some reason, obvious reasons they might not. But I just want to thank you for the way that as a church you give of yourself in the service of others. You know, Nathan will be up here sharing some of the stuff with us, but he's leading Kids Work this morning over in Blaze, and so many serve so well, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, because without that, Jubilee wouldn't be able to do what we're doing. And so we do want to see this year a new sense of giving. I also was so grateful for our gift day last week, because it's another sort of pointer to how generous of spirit people were. So last week, £18,000, nearly £19,000 was given in our offering. And also an additional £16,000 were people pledged to give more in their giving. So in the next year, it's another £16,000 is going to be given in people's regular giving across the church. I'm so appreciative and so pleased and so thankful for your generosity. And I think we need to give God a clap. So thank you. If you pledged, do make sure that you do honour your pledge. If you forgot and you were or you weren't here, it wasn't last week, and you can still add to it if you want. We don't mind that number going up at all. So every year so far, we've ended up with a higher number than we had pledged on the Sunday. So, but anyway, thank you so much. Also, we've refreshed our website in light of Hope Going. And we want to do something slightly different with it, and we want to include a video on it. A lot of websites now are using much more video, and we've produced a video, and it's not on there at the moment because we want to ask you to check you're happy with being on the video. Now, not all of you are on the video, I just have to say, and if you're not on the video, it's not because we don't like you, it's just because that's the footage that we've got. But for all sorts of reasons, some people don't want to be, or you know, would prefer not to be. And so if that is the case for you, we want you to know that you can say to us, I'd rather not be. Because we took shots at the woods and we took shots in different places. And so what we want to do is send a link in this week's newsletter where you can look at a version of the website that is using the video. I would love you just to get back to me if you've got any difficulty with it. There are also children on the video, and we have a system where parents can notify whether they're prepared for their kids to be used in external video as well. To be honest, as I've worked through it, we're not quite clear whether people have positively said no, or whether they positively have said yes in some instances, because our system has evolved. And so rather than just put it out there and then people feel uncomfortable, what we want to do is to show you the video so that parents can say, yeah, I'm happy for that, or I'm not happy for that. So I want to encourage you all to look at it. Is that all right? Have you got that? You know, there aren't any shots of people picking their nose or doing anything like that. They're all good shots. But what we want to try and do is give a feel to people outside of the church of what Jubilee is like. And hopefully the video does that in a more animated way than just words on a website. Do you get that? And so we'll send it this week. I'll also send you just the link to the new Hope Church website, just for your interest, so you can pray for them. But we want to see that sort of happening. Over time, the website's going to evolve some more, but it is a sort of refresh, and we want to just encourage you to do that. Is that all right? You got that? Good. Also, I'm going to pass to Rick.
I thought I was out of a slot there, but we're going to have that again. Good. So this is a new sense of glorifying, and this, everyone needs to be awake and hearing this particular announcement. Is everyone awake? Everyone's hearing? Everyone's with me? Yeah, everyone look right at me. Good. You ready? As of the 1st of March, did everyone hear that date? 1st of March, we are going to start our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock. I know. Some of you, you're so happy you're sitting down right now. You're thinking, oh, hey, you're working out the maths, you're doing the calculations. Yes, that's 15 minutes earlier. And we are not, this is the other thing, we're not finishing any earlier. Because we want, as elders, and we've been thinking about it, we want more time in the service for worship. A little worship leader's corner over here. We want more time to preach well. What's going on? We want more time for ministry and prayer. And as we saw, the old people think they can get away with so much, right? And we want more time for ministry and for the Holy Spirit and for opportunities to contribute. And so we are going to do that. We're moving in 1st of March, 10 a.m. And even more exciting than that, on the 1st of March at 9:30 a.m., we will be launching a pre-service prayer meeting. So we're going to have 20 minutes of prayer at 9:30, and we just want to encourage everyone to come along. We're going to be praying for the service. We're going to be praying for our visitors. We're going to be praying that the Holy Spirit be with us in His presence. We're going to be praying for people to come to faith. We want to cover the whole morning in prayer. So starting at 9:30, we're going to have 20 minutes. Those of you who are on rotas, and I know that's a lot of people, when you finish your rotas, you can join us at some point if you get the time. But for anyone else that's not on a rota, we would really love you to come and pray and just be part of that time where we just really just cover the whole Sunday morning and the service, what's coming up on the church calendar, praying for people to come to faith on Sunday mornings. It's going to be exciting. So 9:30 prayer meeting will be great. The other announcement then is we will have, and if you look on Church Suite out through the year, you'll see we have some encounter meetings on a Thursday evening. Okay, now this is a time where we're going to meet also at the Waden Christian Center, and we are going to be, it's going to be a time of worship, it's going to be a time of seeking God and being in His presence. And on those weeks, this is really important as well, on those weeks when the encounter evening is on, growth groups will not be meeting. And we're going to have that's going to be the priority group night and event for that week. It's not very often, but we want to make it a top priority where everyone comes together, where we can spend time worshiping, where we can spend time seeking the Lord, where we can spend time in His presence encountering Him. So we're going to have a great time. So look out. That's on the Church Suite calendar. You can see that. We will obviously announce when they're happening. And then finally, we have a Thy Kingdom Come into Church prayer event. When is that going to happen? In the run-up to Pentecost, which is just after Easter. So that prayer event's going to be happening as well. So all of these new ways where we want to glorify God, we want to lift Him on high and make His name great in Farnham and in these surrounding areas. So we will tell you lots more. We'll be reminding you lots more about the 1st of March and the weeks running up to that, but some exciting new developments to glorify God. Amen. Sorry? I don't take those kind of questions from the front. It's kind of a flexible, quarter to 12, yeah, ish. Thank you.
I just want to conclude with a Bible verse, because what we're trying to do is just communicate some of the sort of highlights. So all the information we're going to give you in different ways through the year, through the news sheet, through the website, all that sort of stuff. But I think what we wanted to communicate is that we're believing for a year of new life in Jubilee Farnham. And I feel a faith in my heart that the Spirit is pleased with us. And even if you were there on the evening, on the Sunday night, some of the prophetic words that Phelan bought and others have bought have been a real encouragement to us in Farnham, that God has seen what we've been doing over these last years, as we've planted a church, as we've set up another church in Borden, as we've sought to be obedient to him in extending our tent, which is what one of the words in one of the prayer meetings has come, I feel that God is smiling upon us in this season, in this next phase. And so, you know, there has been a focus on hope and setting up a church, but I feel God's blessing is upon us in Farnham in a new way in this new year. And I think I am want us to pray together that we would see new spiritual life in terms of people coming to faith, but that each of us would have a fresh sense of renewal in our hearts, a fresh sense of God's calling upon us, a fresh sense of us entering into all that God has got for us. Because I believe as God's people rise up and are full of his spirit and full of renewal, that's when wonderful things happen in a town. I'm convinced of it. I'm convinced as God's people are renewed, revival comes. I think as we know the Spirit of God with us, as we know God's blessing upon us, as we leak out of here during the week, that's what influences Farnham for good. We believe the kingdom is coming, don't we? Jesus talked about it all the time, a kingdom of light breaking into a kingdom of darkness. And that, in a big part, is when the church is renewed and doing what it should be doing. So I want us to be a people who are going and have a fresh sense of going, a fresh sense of God's commission to us to go and preach the good news, because it is good news. Even just the words that we had and during our worship show it is good news for people. And we need to have a growing conviction of the good news that gospel is for people and a fresh sense of going. I feel there's a real blessing upon our gathering. I feel there's a new season for group leaders where there's going to be such joy in their hearts, such a joy in the room as groups are gathering, as they're having meals together, doing all the other things they're doing. There's going to be a fresh anointing. And I want you to seek God for it. As you gather in your rooms, in your homes, whatever else, seek God for a fresh sense of his presence and a renewal of his work amongst us. I think there's a fresh sense of growing. I mean, it's a joy watching Rick emerge as a deep theological thinker amongst us. And just hearing him talk about what he's studying at Moorlands, I'm just about keeping up, trying to remember all my studies. But do you know what? There is a depth that we want to see in our growth in the faith and the knowledge of the Bible. And Rick is serving us so well in that. And others are going to coming through, and others are going to be a voice amongst us where I think God is going to cause us to grow. So there's a new season of growth for everyone in this room who wants it. I mean, that's a guaranteed promise. If you want it, God is going to give it to you this year. Amen. And I think there's a new sense of us giving of ourselves in the service of others. And as we do all of that, do you know what? We're going to glorify God in this place and in our town. Amen? So, stand up. I'm going to read a scripture to you. After the passage with Nicodemus that I've talked about last week, perhaps Matt could come up as well, where there's that wonderful voice where Jesus says, very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born again of water and of spirit. Later on in that passage is that wonderful verse, 1 John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. I mean, that is a big deal, isn't it? Don't let its familiarity rob you of how profound a statement that is. It goes on, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. Isn't that beautiful? But to save the world through him.